Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Shows about your calls. We go straight to the phones. Talk to Steve, listening in Toronto. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. I hope you're doing well. I was calling tonight about two separate, unrelated issues. So I'll start with the first, and, you know, if I run out of time, just let me know. But the first one deals with drunk driving regulation.
All right.
And, you know, it's clear to me that obviously in a fully free market society where even the roads were run by private businesses instead of by the government, that private industry would find a way to minimize the risk of people crashing into each other because they're intoxicated.
I agree.
But in our current system, with the government controlling the streets and patrolling the streets, I find myself frequently saying, I saw one of those spot check programs today, and it really bothered me. But then I started to, you know, to play devil's advocate against myself and say, well, how else can they deal with this problem in the current infrastructure that they operate in?
Are you asking us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're asking for a better way for the government people to handle the drunk driving situation than just randomly, than just wholesale checking everybody on the road?
Yes.
I think it'd be better if they just took care of situations as they arose. I mean, if you actually have somebody who's driving dangerously, then you could handle that instead of stopping every single person on the road and
right.
and harassing them.
Even if you're just I sort of would take Ian's position to some lesser extent. Even if you pull somebody over for going 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, at the very least they've done something. However, when you stop them all in the middle of a 6-lane highway, as they used to do on Highway 41 in Sarasota where I lived,
right.
And you check everybody, you're just checking everybody. The fact is some people can operate a motor vehicle just fine at, you know, 0.09% alcohol, you know, blood alcohol level. There's no reason to go and ruin that person's life over that.
I agree. But see, there's one statistic that conflicts me a little bit. And what that is that I looked into this a little, and according to one study I read, since they introduced this spot check program here in Toronto many years ago, I think they say that road fatalities have been cut in half. So
you think that it's been years, right?
Yeah.
Now you know that automobile safety has increased a great deal.
Of course, yeah, and that's a mitigating factor.
Correlation is
huge.
Not,
it's a huge mitigating factor.
Correlation does not necessarily mean causation.
I had a '76 Eldorado convertible, and I can tell you that whenever I had to make a fast stop, that thing squealed like you wouldn't believe. People would crane their necks and look. I mean, just the amount of rubber that's touching the road on that vehicle is just not enough to stop it without just.
Right.
And then the next thing you expect to hear is bang. Now, the vast majority of the time, it wouldn't happen, but it just let me know the difference between an automobile that was manufactured in 75 and an automobile that was manufactured in 2005. And
right.
It's a big, big difference.
I guess if they stopped doing these check programs here in Toronto and fatalities were still and fatalities doubled again. Would that persuade you that maybe it's a good idea?
Well, at that point, you have to weigh certain circumstances. For one, it doesn't bother me when drunk drivers die. Okay.
Right, but when they kill innocents, that's
absolutely that's where I have a problem. Also, I don't have a big problem with people that were, for instance, I knew a guy in prison who was in there for being in a drunk driving accident with another drunk driver who died. in that particular case, his blood alcohol level was 0.09, and
right.
hers was like 0.15.
Right.
Now it was a girl, and that never goes well, right?
Yeah.
So and he got 10 years for that, and to me that's a little. that's a little crazy. Now,
I agree.
When you're talking about circumstances where an innocent person is hurt or killed, then you know that wasn't drinking at all, or you know, and I'm not even going to talk about cough syrup in this particular conversation.
Right.
I certainly can see that, but I don't want to. And the people that have these road statistics, they will often lie. They'll say an alcohol related injury or alcohol related death, and what they mean by that is, well, somebody was in the passenger seat drunk,
right?
And they can skew the statistics because they want to push their agenda.
Of course.
And unfortunately, I just simply don't believe the numbers anymore. After I've seen how they skew the numbers, I just don't believe the numbers when it comes to alcohol-related deaths.
Well,
and you can't get innocent people killed by drunk driver numbers.
You certainly cannot trust the government when it comes to statistics. But I'd like to ask the question in the reverse direction. I mean, if you accept that having these government checkpoints is reducing the number of fatalities on the road, and there's no real way to be certain of that.
The fatalities of innocent people?
Whatever.
Okay.
If you accept that that's true,
yeah,
then should you also not accept the premise that, well, we need more than one per week or one per month randomly decided upon is not enough? We need them strategically placed throughout the city at various different locations at various different times consistently,
right,
throughout the week, so that every single driver
during rush hour,
so that every single driver is checked every single time they get behind the road. I mean, or get behind the wheel. I mean, wouldn't that in their insane world of logic make sense?
Yes, it would. But
wouldn't you see a problem with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, beyond the invasion of privacy, beyond the just wholesale suspecting of absolutely every person on the road, you're also looking at wasting people's time to a tremendous level. I mean, you're
right,
talking about a decrease in productivity that is unheard of.
Unmeasurable.
Yeah.
Sure, and emergency vehicles carrying hurt passengers are slowed down and...
That's probably going to be the case. I mean, if traffic is backing up, it's just going to be more difficult for them as well. That would
even if they weren't stopped and checked, they would still have to deal with backed up traffic. And
right, in
some cities, depending on the time of day, you can really have some backed up traffic.
Well, yeah, that's what prompted me to make this call, was sitting in that traffic, you know, a mere 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, previously, most police officers would only pull somebody over if they suspected they had been drinking because they were driving kind of erratically on the road or something.
Yeah.
But the whole transportation system that we have today has been distorted by government because all the highway systems, they were all put there artificially by government to help their friends in various industries, whether it's sell more cars or more tires or more oil. But the natural way that people tend to build their homes and congregate tends to be more like the old cities in the Northeast where you can walk everywhere, like Keene, for example.
Yeah.
And in the last 30 or 40 years, we've gotten into this suburbanization where people are living way far away from work and commuting in because of cheap oil. But that's not really a natural way to live, and eventually it may not be that way anymore.
Right.
And when people live closer to where they lived and worked, they walked more places. They weren't driving as long or as far. So even if they had a few drinks, the likelihood of them getting in an accident was far lower.
Fair enough.
They also had trains, too. You know, the railroads have collapsed, which may make a comeback in the near future.
Right, right. Well, thanks, guys.
I don't know, Steve,
if I've got time for my second question.
Yeah, go ahead, sure.
Okay, great. It concerns the economic situation right now in the U.S. And I frequently hear so many people say that, oh, we gave free rein to the bank institutions and there was just little to no government regulation, and look what they did. And I know that that's not true, but I don't know enough about it to know all of the ins and outs of where it is and is not true. And I was hoping you guys might be able to explain a little.
Well, I couldn't tell you every bank regulation, but I can tell you that the government regulates the amount of interest that they give, when they give interest, the way they report things, what it takes to be able to get into business as a bank. It's tremendous. You can't operate anything that's not FDIC insured. You can't open your own bank that doesn't participate in the fractional reserve system with the.
Well, now hold on. The Republic of Lakota is allegedly trying to do just those very things.
They're trying. and I hope the very best
but
for them.
But you're correct, Mark. I mean, there's a good chance that men with guns are going to come in and shut those people down if it's not a scam. And some people are suggesting the Republic of Lakota Bank is just a big scam. So there you go. Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you there in Toronto. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Government may be going into your home soon. We'll explain coming up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. 08. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring bring up anything, the toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version as well, and a webcam, all for free for you over at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go straight to listen.freetalklive.com. to get right to the tune-in links. And if you're looking to get involved with other young liberty lovers from across the country, you should join Bureaucrash and help us fight statism in all its forms at bureaucrash.com. Also, be sure to check out our pro-freedom t-shirts and other swag at our contraband store so you can quite literally wear your beliefs on your sleeve. Bureaucrash.com. We go to the amp lines, and we'll talk to Eric in Illinois. You're on Free Talk
Live.
Hey,
guys, how you doing?
Hey, Eric, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I found this very disturbing Washington AP piece, and let me quote the first paragraph that kind of
sure.
sums it up. A bipartisan commission is asserting the country should expect a terrorist attack using nuclear or biological weapons sometime in the next 5 years.
Wow.
It
sounds like a gypsy reading to me. I see terror... and biological, maybe nuclear. It could be a dirty bomb. Look, you know, they're just next year, the year after, somewhere in the next half decade. You know, it just, I don't know. What the hell are they doing here?
Making a new boogeyman.
And what happens if they're wrong?
Nothing.
I don't know. But if they can guess it, I mean, why don't we, instead of expecting it, we go stop it, since we know so much about it, apparently.
It's a good question.
There was also a story just a few days ago from the Washington Post that the Pentagon is now planning on having 20,000 troops.
Yep, that's a lot of troops. Yep. And that's only
in
where
America.
It's going to begin, Wayne.
Yes.
There's going to be more after that.
We're going to need them because there's going to be a terror attack in the next 5 years.
Apparently, we're going to need them to... apparently, we're going to need them to completely control everything about our lives. Then... they're going to occupy the streets and do who knows what.
And watch out, because a lot of those guys play video games.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, because they're always saying how video games encourage people and kind of desensitize people to murdering and blood and guts and all that stuff. So,
I think that's nonsense, personally.
I do, too.
Any other thoughts for us, Eric?
This is ridiculous. I mean, you hear more and more about like these imminent nuclear attacks, even though there's only been one in the past 7 years. And, you know, they're starting to use the word nuclear a lot more, which I'm uncomfortable with.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Well, depleted uranium is a nuclear attack, too. That's been going on in Iraq since 2002.
All good points. Thanks, Eric, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Here's a scary story for you. Kenneth City, Florida, is apparently looking at possibly going into your home. Well, if you live in Kenneth City, and of course this could happen where you live. Council members caved in to demands, according to TampaBay.com, from an angry crowd and delayed approving a neatness ordinance until officials explain every word of the 26-page document to Kenneth City residents. In what was estimated to be the largest crowd to ever attend a Kenneth City Council meeting, an outraged group of residents railed at the proposal that would regulate the upkeep of both the exterior and interior of all the property in the town.
Well, they own the property, so they think they can just go in and make sure you keep a good house.
Yes, apparently the city does own your property if you live in such a place, and if you live in a town, they probably own your property too. The proposal basically sets standards for upkeep and appearance and gives town officials the right to enter homes. If the owner refuses to allow the official to enter, the town can go to a judge for an administrative search warrant to allow access to the interior of buildings. In the meantime, violations would cause...
administrative search warrant.
That's right. Violations would cause...
Doesn't it have to specifically state the things that are looked for?
They're looking for violations.
God.
They want to look for violations so they can fine you up to...
I don't think this is entirely unconstitutional, which really disturbs the crap out of me.
Wait, you're saying it's constitutional?
Well, if you read the Fifth Amendment, that it just says that...
secure in their...
Yeah, warrants... It should not be violated. No warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause... Probable cause might be an issue there. Supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Violations could cost up to $250 a day. Angry residents liken the proposal to rules created by communist or Nazi dictatorships. One person said the result will be to create a network of spies to snitch on neighbors to council members and other town officials. Someone suggested the name of the town should be changed from Kenneth City to Petty City. Still, others said town attorney Paul Marino was overstepping his bounds. Marino, who drafted the ordinance at the urging of the mayor and council, defended himself, saying he felt the audience was trying to shoot the scribe and that he was only doing his job.
He probably was only doing his job.
No, what happened in this town to make to cause them to want to regulate what people's houses look like on the inside?
Oh, I don't know.
It's there's always some busybody.
Lady who had 50 cats and died, and there was a foot of cat dung all through the house.
You know how these people are. Yeah. I mean, they keep taking steps towards complete and total micromanagement of your life and property.
And then they create a snitch society because then somebody gets pinched for something over here and says, they got away with it over there. And before you know it, everybody's at each other's throats.
I think that this really is the public in this particular instance. Today, I got the minutes from my local town select board meeting, and apparently a small group of concerned citizens showed up at the last selectman's meeting, giving the names and addresses of people who they wanted singled out for having junk, as they described it, on their property. And apparently there's an ordinance that says you can't have junk on your property, and so they wanted to point out that this is the case.
Look out, because the Freedom Couch is now, I can't say, but...
Yeah, so I called up the select people, two of them, and I expressed, since these people, registered their complaints, I wanted to register mine, saying that, junk is subjective, and as far as I'm concerned,
whatever
these people have on their property, including their house and their brand new cars, is junk, because they've got crappy opinions, and I don't like them. And I don't like the color of their house.
They're junk people.
I don't like the way their driveways are paved. I don't like anything about their lives. Okay, so I made that silly point.
You did, okay. That's good.
To two of the select people, and there are three of them.
You actually spoke to them?
Yes.
Okay.
And, they're like, you're that Free State Project member, ain't you? And then I made the point that the junk rulings are discriminatory because I have property that's wooded and no one can see what my house looks like from the road. So I can have all the junk I want on my, in front of my house. And these people that have smaller bits of property are subjected to all these rules that I'm not subjected to. So therefore, these are discriminatory against people who have smaller lots. Probably poorer, just a guess.
Yeah.
Do we really want laws that single out poor people? I made that point to them, and then there was another one about unregistered vehicles. But
so they said they were going to repeal the ordinance because they're so persuaded.
No, but they'll probably just not do anything in this particular instance.
I see.
What can you do? I quoted Thomas Jefferson, vigilance and, liberty, and, liberty and the tree of liberty and blood of patriots and all that good stuff.
Oh, boy. So the rest of the story here is that the town attorney is claiming he's just doing his job. The one person in the audience claimed that one of the council members had driven by his house as a way of threatening him to drop his opposition to the ordinance. The councilman did not respond to the charge he was abusing his office. Others said the council needs to explain every part of the ordinance to residents, and that after that, residents should be consulted about redrafting the new rule if necessary to tailor it to Kenneth City's needs. A little more on this story here in moments, and we'll take your calls as well, 800-259-9231. Would you be a little bit upset if this was going in the place that you live, allowing government people to just come into your home and check it out? It's Free Talk Live.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And we want to invite you to come to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Come on up to New Hampshire between March 5th and 8th. You'll want to be in Nashua at the Crown Plaza Hotel, where you're going to want to stay all weekend, because not only are there going to be big-name Liberty superstars like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE, you might know him as Kane, but also Mary Ruart, David Nolan, Richard Heller, Anthony Gregory, so many names, so much to talk about, panel discussions, keynote speakers, presentations, social occasions like dinners and things like that, after-hours parties. It is a good old time, and we look forward to seeing you there. Head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get signed up. You'll save 10% if you use our special discount code 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. Free Talk Live will be there as well, and we'll be broadcasting live every single night of the event. So looking forward to seeing you at the Free State Project Liberty Forum. And if you don't know what the Free State Project is, then you owe it to yourself to go and see for yourself at freestateproject.org. Suffice it to say, if you love liberty and you found out that 20,000 other liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place, wouldn't you want to be there too? freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we continue the story, a pretty disturbing story, actually, out of Kenneth City, Florida. And apparently, Wayne, you were doing a little poking around on the internet during the break there, and you found that Kenneth City is relatively close to St. Petersburg, and it's a relatively small place. Is that right?
Yes, it's just right next to St. Petersburg, it appears, and it's probably right on the water there. It looks like there's water bordering it. So a lot of those towns do get a little picky about what the residents do because they're trying to project an image, which might not be realistic.
These people have gotten so picky that they've now created a 26-page ordinance that specifically has to do, it's called a neatness ordinance. And one of the many, I'm sure one of the many provisions of this ordinance, allows bureaucrats to come into your home. If they come up to your home and they want to take a look around and you refuse to let them in, if you live in Kenneth City, they can go to a judge and get a search warrant, and then you could get a $250 a day violation, apparently, for not allowing the bureaucrats in your home.
The only thing good I could say about it is it might be a good excuse to get your kids to clean their room.
Maybe so, but that's quite a stretch. The council apparently is going to explain
your
the
kids
ordinance.
Are your problem, pal.
The council is going to explain the ordinance in an upcoming meeting, I think later this month. Apparently, the meeting is not only open to the public, but Kenneth City officials seem to challenge residents to attend. This is a kind of a typical attitude that you'll hear from the government people.
Yeah.
Here's what they say. This is the city attorney speaking here. He says, "Let's see if you all show up for a workshop." And he added that he would go through the document paragraph by paragraph if that's what the council wished. And another one of the bureaucrats, the council member Al Carrier, said, "If you are not here, you have nothing else to say." So the attitude there is that if you have something better to do with your time than to go and sit at some incredibly boring, dull, painfully awful city council meeting, then you don't get to complain about how they want to control your life and property.
We can do whatever we want to you because you don't care enough to come to our meeting. The fact is, these bureaucrats are paid to do this crap. And unfortunately, they get us involved in all their stuff. Look, administer the town or whatever. Just keep your laws out of my life.
Until the November meeting, passage seemed to be a slam dunk. But with an election in the offing, it's unclear how officials who may want to be reelected will react to a large crowd of dissatisfied residents. Up for possible reelection are the mayor and another council member, neither of whom has indicated future plans. So they're talking about the election. So there you go. And, Wayne, you were actually mentioning also during one of the breaks that apparently the town you live in is they're going to be voting on zoning soon.
Yes, right? This Saturday.
And I found it interesting that they are going to – now, I guess it's a good thing they're having it on Saturday, but on the other hand, they're just going to be voting on zoning. Is there anything else that they're voting on?
No.
So I found it very interesting that they elected to have a special zoning election in the first week of December as opposed to having it on the ballot in the actual election that happened back in November.
With a higher
turnout.
Now, why
do you think that? Yeah, why do you think they would make that choice?
Well, I think they're probably hoping that part of the percentage of the town is napping and doesn't go out and vote, mm-hmm. and the ones they've got mobilized to be for it. We're going to go vote.
Absolutely. The politicos that are the most interested, and those are the ones that are going to, you know, they're the ones calling for zoning, are going to be out, and they're going to be voting in favor of it. All the friends of the bureaucrats, whoever it is that works for the town, they're going to go out and they're going to vote in favor of it. But because it's on a Saturday and it's an unusual day, it's an unusual time to vote, I don't know. It's really the people are going to have to be motivated to go out to this thing.
Vast majority of them won't even know it's going to happen because that unfortunately is just the way it goes. Think about it, Ian. Before you ever decided that you were going to be involved in local politics, and you probably don't know when all the votes are in Keene for mm-hmm. everything, or even when the council meetings
I'm not really involved in local politics.
Well, you're probably a heck of a lot more involved than the average person.
This is probably true.
And the average person does. I don't know. How many city council people do you have?
Right.
They simply don't know anything about how their town is run.
Yeah, you can bet they didn't send a notice out to every single household in town letting them know there's a special election coming up. I mean, Wayne,
if they did, it'd be a waste of money.
It's a very small town, so most people in the town are acutely aware that it's coming up. But it's a town where they put a wind farm in. They just finished installing it. I was watching the windmills spin on the way down here. Mm-hmm. And that probably wouldn't have been put up if they had zoning because the planning board didn't want it, but they were forced.
Interesting.
They were forced to because they didn't have any zoning and they didn't have as much of a legal infrastructure to prevent it.
So you have a planning board but not a zoning department?
Correct. There's no zoning.
A planning board that can really do nothing.
And they're always putting up these artificial arguments about, well, how would you like it if the farm next door to you, the guy dies and sells it to somebody and they start a pig farm there, or they have
a pig farm argument.
It's always a pig farm.
Or they have a junkyard next door or something. Well, they stink, and they're smell, and they're obnoxious. But the fact is,
in your town, you live in a rural community. Where are they supposed to have pig farms?
Well, one of the members of the planning board said that he didn't want any big farms in the town. I said, excuse me, you don't want them?
Yeah. Who are you again?
Yeah, who are you?
I am on the planning board, and my opinions matter more.
I mean, I live in a rural town where they have lots of farms and dairies and things like that, and I like that stuff. That's what I want to have in my community. Please don't come here from Connecticut and decide to change our little rules. I tell you, the fact is that the couple that's in my town that's leading this charge, they're from Connecticut. They moved from Long Island to Connecticut and then from Connecticut to here.
Oh, boy.
And they just want to make another damn Long Island.
Well, the funny thing is, I was accused on Saturday when I called the local talk show here and was talking about various different issues. But I was accused of wanting to change everything. I was accused that because I'm a free stater, that I want to change everything. It sounds to me like these people want to change things, too.
They want curbs on the roads. They want new libraries. They want firehouses. They want all this stuff.
They should be able to have all of the things they want. But they
have them in Connecticut. Go back.
But they should be able to do it on a voluntary basis. If you can't persuade people to do what you want them to do, then game over. But that's not how they play their game. They play with force. They play with the threat of hurting you. Because if you don't obey, in this case in Kenneth City, if you don't let the city people in to search your home to make sure you're complying with the neatness ordinance, you're going to get fined, and if you don't pay the fines, they're going to steal your house from you, or maybe they'll just throw you in a jail cell.
And if you oppose it, you'll be accused of trying to change things.
Apparently so.
Change their stupid plans, maybe. But
it's really just absolutely nuts, and I'm wondering if anybody, how would you deal with something like this? I mean, how far, this comes back to the old question of, how far will you let them go? I mean, I understand everybody has something they care about in their lives. You know, for you, Mark, it's your wife and it's your kid. For me, it's Julia. And Wayne, you've got a whole family. Everybody's got something that they care about, but at some point, there's a line that the government's going to cross. Is that line when they get to come into your house and check you for a neatness ordinance? Is that the line for you? Or are we all just going to allow the government agents to come in and poke around through our closets?
I wonder if they'll spank us next.
More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. And it's not like it increases the prices or anything like that. There's no scam going on here. It's the same prices. It's not some special link that inflates the prices for the purposes of sending us the inflated price or the difference. You just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and it's the same old Amazon that you know and love. It's just that when you check out, you won't see any evidence of this, but when you check out and you complete your sale, a percentage goes to Free Talk Live. Whether you're buying used or new in 41 categories, Free Talk Live will benefit if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Great place to get your holiday shopping done and get delivery before Christmas time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to Troy in Minnesota. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. This is Troy.
Hey, Troy. What's on your mind?
The nanny government up here in Minnesota is just going crazy. They're not even using logic anymore.
Okay. What's happening?
They're banning meat that's donated by hunters to food shelf operators because they might have lead in it.
Hmm. Like a piece of like shotgun shell, essentially, or the
Well, that's the complaint right now. I mean, we used to have a really nice system up here. All the food shelves were run by, charities like churches and stuff like that in the small towns. And so every year the hunters would get together and they would donate the meat that they had from the white-tailed deer that they shot to give to the food shelf.
I think that's a nice idea.
Then they passed a law saying that they can't do that anymore because hunters can't be trusted to process their own meat. So any meat that was donated had to come from licensed meat processors.
I see.
Why
the
do they
meat
want
processors
to do that?
Got
any idea why they
want to
do
meat?
That?
What was that, Mike?
Any idea what they want to do there? What the goal might be?
Well, originally we thought it was a bunch of anti-hunters.
That would have been my thought, but I'm...
But we don't really know right now because... What happened back in the 70s and 80s where all of the meat processors got together and said, listen, you bring us your deer, we'll process it, and we will donate it to the food shelf. Now they're passing rules saying that if any lead is found in that meat, then the food processor will lose his license.
So they don't want to do the processing anymore?
Exactly.
So it does sound kind
of
anti-hunter.
Tens of thousands of pounds of meat were donated yearly to all of the food shelves around our area. It was so good that we had people driving up from, you know, the south to get food shelf donations.
Sounds
and
like
this time of year is really bad because it's Christmas time.
Right, I would be absolutely incensed if I was one of those families, if I was a member of one of the families that had been benefiting from that free donated meat. I mean, look, beggars can't be choosers. If you're biting through your slice of steak there and you find a little bit of buckshot, well, spit it out.
Well, not only that, but I mean, my family's been eating meat processed through hunting for 400 years. You know, it's not as though lead in animals that were shot is a new thing.
Yeah, you're right. This is so totally nanny state, nanny society. Mommy government knows best. We should only have our approved dealers dealing here, and you got to keep this stuff off the shelves because somebody might chomp down on a piece of buckshot. I mean, really, it's just crazy what you're talking about.
Right. So not only have they not proved that the lead in the meat is going to harm anybody... But now all the food shelves are begging for donations because their donations supposedly have dropped so much percentage.
That's the only reason
why it's dropped by that percentage because they have to throw out the meat that the hunters used to give them.
It's so funny that what they're doing here is they're regulating what can be given away.
Exactly.
They're not regulating what's being sold.
Which is normally where government steps in, is when money's changing hands
and that kind of thing. They're regulating what can be given away. And they're not even giving the food shelters the opportunity to put a disclaimer in front of a hungry person saying, you know, I don't mind, you know, fine, I take all responsibilities for biting into this meat. Any buckshot that I might consume is my problem. Anything like that. They're just regulating it.
When is enough enough? When is too much too much? When will people say to themselves, I've had it, I'm not going to take it anymore? I don't believe there. I mean, I'm not sure if there's a point for most people. I don't think most people have never even thought about it. And even those who have thought about it get very, very uncomfortable when they think about it, and so they don't want to think about it anymore. But when is that point? Why will people continue putting up with this? I mean, I'm sorry, this is tyranny.
Right. And really, our only option now to get around it is to pick out one or two families and then go drop off the meat.
Yeah.
But so many hunters now up here are afraid of getting sued because as soon as one of those poor families figures out, well, they dropped it off directly to us and couldn't take it to the food shelf, I can sue, then it will be a whole big mess again. So I don't
know. Oh, my gosh.
Right. I mean, the average person isn't going to trust the poor family not to sue. I wouldn't trust them not to sue, quite honestly. And,
wow.
And, you know...
In a way, I think money is involved here because what's happening is we had such a good system that the state wasn't being asked for funds. So instead of like other states around the area that every year the state house has to pass a bill to fund these food shelf projects, our system was run by local charities. And so all you had to do was go to a local church and say, hey, I'm having a hard time. They would give you a slip saying we recommend that this family has food shelf donations. You go to the food shelf that's run by that charity, and they just give you boxes of food. And usually up here, you would get a month's worth. So I just don't understand what they're aiming for, other than now you have to come to Miami government because those you know, hunters are so mean that they won't stop shooting deer with bullets. I don't
just
get it.
Absolutely amazing story.
This is a bow and arrow.
That's what's funny is you can't do that either. If you use the bow and arrow, the you can't process the meat and give it away because you're not a licensed processor. And if you're a licensed processor, you're not going to take the chance of having somebody come back saying, hey, you made a mistake. There's a piece of lead in there.
Thanks for the story tonight, Troy, and thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, and I'm sorry to hear that story. And that's a story you don't want to hear, especially in the holiday season when a lot of these food pantries are very, very busy. I mean, they've got a lot of volunteers in there. They've got people that are sending them money. They've got people that are contributing food. There are people coming in that are getting food handed out to them, and it's a big time of the year for them. And to say that, well, now you just can't do what you've been doing, too bad, that's pretty awful. These people are just despicable. These bureaucrats, these busybodies who think they know what's best, it's just terrible. And what's the most terrible part is that people are going to go along with it, just like good little citizens. Oh, well, we don't like it, but what can we do? They've told us what to do, and they own us, so we wouldn't want to put our butts on the line or take any sort of risk, you know, to keep doing things the way we used to do them the way they should be done, to do them the more effective, better way. We're not going to take any risks because we understand they might throw us in cages, steal our homes from us, so, well, we'll just put up and shut up. And then we'll just keep doing that forever. Because when does it stop? I mean, as we pointed out over the weekend, there's never an end to this. There's never a stopping point for these regulations. There's always a new regulation. There's always a new control that somebody's proposing, whether it's searching through people's homes to comply with a neatness ordinance, or it's taking food from the mouths of hungry people. Whatever it is, these people will not stop. We continue with your phone calls and talk to Valerie in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Valerie.
Hi, can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I wanted to talk to you guys about intellectual property.
Okay, sure.
Because there is something that I kind of find perplexing.
Yeah, I prefer to call it monopoly privilege, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, first of all, I was hoping that you, Ian, if you could just go over your basic argument for why you're against it, because I'm pretty sure we're in complete agreement, but I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Well, there are some good arguments out there. I think one of the most persuasive ones is that ideas are, I believe they're meant to be free, and the suggestion that once you get an idea from another person that you can't use your own physical property to essentially create that idea over again is pretty outrageous. I mean, for an example of that, it would be that if you've gotten a CD from somebody and you use your own blank CDs to burn your own holes in those CDs and create your own copy of that CD, you have used your own material, you've taken your time, your effort, you've used your tools to create an identical copy of the CD that you were given, and then you give that CD back to your friend. I don't believe that there should be anything wrong with doing that. I think that you probably should support the bands that you like to listen to financially, and I think people understand that if they don't support their bands that they like, then they're going to go out of business, and they're not going to keep making music. So I think that in a world absent intellectual property protections, and obviously I'm only talking about the world of music at the moment, we're going to come back and we'll continue the discussion here in hour number two. I think that people understand they need to support the organizations that they find valuable, and they do that. In fact, even in the world of piracy, many of the pirates, so-called, the file sharers, encourage one another to support the products and the software and the music and the movies that they like. So more on the way. We'll continue this discussion. Take your calls as well. Hour two is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.